TSA didn't even stop me from bringing bullets on the plane. So what good are they?
That's true.
What?
What are we going to do with him, bro? Throw him?
I actually. Sheesh.
Okay. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Lunchtime with Smosh. Today we have one of the people of the internet of all time, Spencer Agnew.
Woo! Woo.
Thank you, guys. Which part are you talking to?
The furry part.
That's so quirky.
That part. Were you talking into it backwards?
Spencer, have you ever referred to yourself as a quirked up white boy?
No, but I feel like others have.
Yeah.
I'm always saying that about Spencer.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good label. If someone asked me to describe Spencer, I'd say quirked up right white boy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. So we earlier today we filmed, I don't know when this is going live.
3.5 weeks.
Where me playing the role of a rat boyfriend.
Yeah. Which you killed.
Thank you. But see, I think, you know, and maybe we can save this. I think we fundamentally disagree on what a rat boyfriend is. I think you had a very specific vision for what a rat boyfriend is, and I had a very specific vision of what a rat boyfriend
is. Oh, no. What did you think it was?
So I think it's someone.
You're thinking more Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah. Right? Well, I'm thinking it's someone who is hot, but also a little ugly.
That's
ugly
still hot. True. I think I add like a layer of grime.
Yeah,
onto
I think
boyfriend.
You. I think you were going for like very traditional fuckboy.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas me, it's like to me, it's like you can take away the clothes, you can take away whatever,
but you, there can't are, take
you
away.
Cannot take away like
the rat
boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, these are sexy dudes. Don't get me wrong.
That's true.
But like, there's something a little ratty about him.
I just imagine Fred Durst.
So you're thinking? Mm. You're thinking an intrinsic.
I think there's an intrinsic rattiness to some of these men.
Got
I love
it.
A rat.
Okay,
so I love
not,
a rat.
Yeah.
It's not just a person.
Oh, they're set. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking Josh O'Connor's, like, kind of the.
Yes.
But, like, you know, I was looking at
is
him.
The Challengers guy?
Yeah, it's okay. The big ears one. Big ears. When you look at him, like, he was just with Ayo Edebiri, and it's like, you know, he's got a very normal outfit on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's still giving rat.
Yes.
Like,
it's a little dirty. It's a little gross.
You but, like, I bet he smells fine. Like, I bet, like, right. You know, it's just there's something, like, I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's an internal grime of like
wash
sadness.
The rat off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a differentiator.
Yes. Why are you laughing?
An internal grime. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like an internal grime.
Eternal
sadness.
Sunshine of the spotless grime.
I love that. I still need to see Challengers.
So fucking good.
It looks sexy.
I bet there's probably a compilation. I mean, there's probably no one's made it yet, but you could make a compilation of all the times I'm like, it's so fucking good about Challengers.
Yeah.
The only thing I've heard about it is that it's a very wet movie.
Oh.
Yeah, they people are like
so
sweating,
sweaty.
Right? So if I'm getting this correctly, so like the marketing made it look like it was going to be like a big threesome movie, but in the movie, that's not really what happens.
Right? Don't they just like edge that line a little bit?
That's very much the vibe for like a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a love triangle. No, they're not like they're that's kind of the one big scene and it happens like about midway through.
Got it.
But it's one of the best movie scenes like ever, I would say.
Whoa. Have you seen E2 Mama Tambien?
No. I know the vibe.
Yo.
I went to film school.
Well, because it comes out of nowhere. You're like, oh, like these guys are just friends.
They seem like very good friends.
And then this like MILF gets like, you know, just then they're just like all three of them.
Okay, I didn't like that hand
that
signal
you
did.
Where you're not expecting it. It's just that MILF and you two. Yeah.
We never had like a MILF
Challengers
encounter.
Moment.
What?
No. MILF encounter.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the MILFs tend to stay away from us.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, something about us is just MILF.
Well, I think you guys are like dad age now, so.
So we're getting the age where MILFs might be into us.
Well, MILFs are our age now.
No, that's the
we're
really.
We're older than some MILFs.
Well, no, like we talk about like, you know, like, oh, like, you know, they're the age of like, you know, a dad or a mom age. And I mean, I don't want to speak for all of y'all, but it's like by the time I was my parents are my age, I was in school. I was fully doing shit. I was running around.
That's
thoughts.
That's crazy.
When my mom was my age, I was 17.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
I was 3. I probably would have been like, I was probably like 9 or 10.
That's,
sorry,
yeah,
mom,
so
if that's so off base, but
when I got past each of my parents' ages, who were 20 and 22, I was like, yes,
Yeah.
Made it further than them without a child.
Nice.
I feel like I accomplished
it. Keep going.
Yeah. And yeah. I kept going and I kept going.
Shall we get to the food?
Let's get to the food. Yeah. So,
I'm done talking. I guess I'm done talking about MILFs. I guess you guys don't want to talk about
that. Guess you guys don't even want to talk about MILFs.
Is that all you
have to do? I think you guys will like this. I picked something good this time.
You picked something good.
Bad for me, but good for all three of you. I think you can take a guess because of our guest. What we have here. What do you think we have today?
Well, I see cups. I see beautifully.
This is my gift to you guys.
Is it just Full Throttle? Or Kickstart?
Kickstart!
That's what it's called, right?
Oh, okay. I keep every time I walk by the art studio, I see these four cans sitting there. And I didn't know. I was like, that must be left over from, like, I think y'all did another gag with these somewhere. And I was like, man, like, those look really good, though. And I keep walking by.
You were just that one gif of the guy going...
Exactly.
Dude, has any part of you gotten tired of Kickstart?
So.
Do you have it in this?
Yes.
Right
now? So actually, like.
Legit have it?
I legit already have it.
In your water
bottle?
I keep
that motherfucking thing on me.
Oh my God.
No, every time that, like, someone's like approached me in public and I have that, they're like, is there Kickstart in it? And unfortunately, most of the time, I'm like, yeah.
What I do appreciate about the Kickstart is that they didn't go fully into the sugar realm, and they didn't go fully into the artificial sweetener realm. They did both.
It's in between.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's in between a diet or like a zero, like a sugar-free.
So how many? I mean, look.
Drink?
Let me turn these away. How many calories do you think's in it?
Well, you turned the calorie towards me, so 80.
Because this one says it right.
Okay.
No, there's. It's on the front of the can.
Oh, it's on the front. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's about 20 grams of sugar for a whole can, which is about half of like a 12-ounce soda.
And they didn't go crazy on the caffeine either. It's only 90 milligrams.
Let's get this audio right here.
That was...
You just fucked that up, Aaron.
Adam.
Aaron.
That was the loudest clank ever.
I'm so sorry.
Ian's going
I'm
flip.
So sorry.
It doesn't get old.
You know what? I'm going to go a little bit slower. I'm going to like really milk this.
It.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Edge it?
Then they're not going to get it at all. You got to give them some release. All right.
Dude, we got a Foley artist.
Let's get the
here.
Artist. Let's get the sound of it pouring in. No.
Wow, it sounds like the ocean.
Is it the end? All right,
Anthony, it's gonna spill, Anthony.
We didn't get big enough cups.
Jesus Christ.
Do you guys want to see something really crazy?
Yeah.
I'll just open mine on my own and just do my own bit alone.
I got some fizz on it.
I thought you had something on your hand and you were wiping on the mic. I was like, you were so... That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Bro, Ian just fizzed on his microphone.
The fizzum. And Aaron, have you had one?
I think I've had a sip of Mountain Dew before.
Should we all cheers it?
So different
I don't think
Dew,
I've though. Had Kickstart. I do avoid it because it just sounds gross.
Fair.
All right. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers, bros.
Wow, just drinking Mountain Dew with my bros.
It's really hard to drink with with the ice chunks. I don't.
What
like,
is that?
I don't like the little ice.
What is that flavor? What is that?
It's this one is pineapple, orange, mango.
It's so much lighter than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be thick.
I think that's what people. That's how I'm able to drink it. That's my secret.
This makes so much more sense.
Yeah,
I've been so worried for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very light.
It's not bad, right?
It's not
lighter
bad.
Than Mountain Dew itself.
Yeah.
Oh, because I drink a Mountain Dew, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We when we were at BlizzCon, they were like, oh, like you can go around to all these different stations, and they had different color like flavors of Mountain Dew, and we made it to like two, and we were like, okay, like I'm done, like, and you know they just gave you like a cup,
yeah,
like it wasn't even a full.
That was the first time I had Mountain Dew was at BlizzCon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I remember.
It was huge.
Wait, for real?
And I bet was it gross?
It was really gross. Yeah,
it's you have to like. You have to be like raised on Mountain Dew to not be repulsed by it.
And you can like fall off of it. Like if you fall off the wagon.
Yeah.
Or it's not, no, I guess not that. The opposite. I guess if you like stop drinking Mountain Dew, your body forgets what it's like to have Mountain Dew.
It's an acquired taste and you have to like be okay.
And you all acquired that taste?
Actually, Ian and I were so obsessed with Mountain Dew.
You had a Mountain Dew this morning walking in.
I did. I've been on a Diet Mountain Dew kick, and it's so gross.
No, wait. It's not called Diet Mountain Dew, though, right?
No, I had the Diet Mountain Dew. They also have zero Mountain Dew Zero, which is the exact same thing, but
different sweetener.
Different
which
sweetener.
One's the woke one?
Do you guys want to get into why we're here today?
Not really.
Oh.
Well, thanks for watching.
Okay.
All right, guys. This has been a short episode.
Just, we'll talk we're to just you drinking later.
That would be really funny. Like, you, the time
to,
like...
Like, all right, should we get to the topic? I don't really want to do that today.
And it just goes to outro music?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, honestly, I'm not really feeling it today, guys.
Is there a day you are?
Usually the Lord's Day.
Why are we here?
Because y'all are some haters.
That's
right.
And
we got to address it.
But the question is, are we?
Are
we haters?
Are we haters?
Yes.
Well, we got some things.
The answer for me is yes.
we were each tasked.
Yes.
To bring in five things that we hate.
And Anthony claims he's not a hater. He claims he does not hate. And so I think today we'll get to the bottom of that.
I think it's a waste of time to hate because I'd rather spend my time just accepting. But you know what? Today I'm gonna pull that down and I'm gonna be a hater.
Yes. Nice.
My full hate mode coming out.
See, nice. I would say Anthony's probably one of the people I know who's really not a hater. I think there are a lot of people. I would say a lot of the cast is not comprised of haters.
That's true. Very neutral.
Yeah.
Most of the time. If not loving.
I'm very much so a hater.
Yeah, we know.
You're probably one of those.
That's fair.
Yeah, I love talking that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Spencer as well.
Oh, yeah, me too. No, I was not including myself in that. No,
we're talking about everybody else.
I used to be a big hater.
Yes. Yeah.
I used to be so annoyed by the dumbest shit. I was like, fucking raised truck. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I would get so mad about dumb shit.
I feel like when we met, you were coming off your hater kick.
Probably, yeah.
What do you think is the craziest thing that you were formerly a hater of?
Loud trucks.
Loud trucks.
Specific
actually
drive?
Any loud vehicle.
Mm.
Like when it get like drive by you and they like rev it and shit. Yeah, I was like, what are you doing that for?
It's scary. It's shocking.
I think that's kind of why I am a hater of those, because it you know, or when someone on a motorcycle drives by me and it's really loud and it kind of jump scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
It. You know, maybe, hey, red flag incoming. My initial reaction is kind of like anger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of angry that someone scared me.
Right, because it's aggressive.
Yeah, it's just like, what for? Like, I know that, I now know that a lot of motorcycles are really loud to kind of let other people know, like, hey, I'm here, like, look out for me.
Oh.
But, you know, it's still my initial gut reaction is like, why? Like, why did you? Why did you scare me like that?
I'm also more annoyed when it's just a car, because there's no reason for that.
And when they take the muffler off, or
I have a neighbor that just got the new Corvette Z06,
mm-hmm.
and if you guys want to hear what that startup sounds like, it's crazy. He leaves his house at like 5:30 in the morning. And sometimes I have my windows open because it's right now it's good weather.
Not for long. Bro.
And I'll just recreate what the startup sound of that car is. It's like straight up. Like and if you wanna go to YouTube and type in Corvette.
That's pretty good.
Why was that so good?
2024 Corvette Z06 startup. It will sound like that. It's like
I got jumped in. Go apologize to Scott.
Dude, the way that we just talked about getting annoyed is exactly how you did to Scott.
No, that's like that's kind of my default reaction to like, you know, a jump scare. It's like, I'm like, fuck, like stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little, at least in real life, like when I'm watching a movie or something, then it's just kind of like embarrassment. And I think it in real life, like when it is like a loud sound, it's a little bit of embarrassment and anger combined to like this weird.
I think it's natural.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm almost like embarrassed that I'm mad and that I was scared by it.
I feel like that's one of the natural things is like when you hear a loud noise.
Yeah,
you're on
I
alert.
Just like I get a little pissed.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I think that's normal. I think that's normal.
So back to hating
things that we hate.
Let's get into our hates.
So I actually had an inside source close to Spencer give me a few things that he hates because he didn't supply me with very many. So I'm just going to throw out some terms, some topics, and maybe... Okay.
I'll close my eyes and I'll nod when something I really hate comes up.
So allegedly, Spencer really hates charismatic white men, specifically Jason Bateman.
Jason.
Oof. Yeah, I really actually have beef with Jason Bateman.
What's your
What did
beef?
He do?
Do you feel like it's like all fake and it's a show and he's actually a piece of shit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is he Arrested Development dude?
He's Arrested Development dude.
Game Night?
I love
that. That was actually a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I think there is something, something that I didn't quite buy about him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when all the stuff with, I'm gonna be ethical. I'm gonna be an ethical hater.
Okay.
It was when the stuff with Jessica Walter came out where she was like, oh, like, you know, I felt like a little, like, you know, neglected or, you know, treated unfairly on set. And it's like a lot of the men on the Arrested Development cast, including Jason Bateman, were like, ah, you're blown out of proportion, like,
oh,
blah,
damn.
Blah, blah.
I didn't know about this.
So they gaslighted her? Like,
kind of. Like, it's a really gross interview, and it kind of went, like, it blew up because it was around the time, like, Jeffrey Tambor was getting getting canceled. Yeah, and it was just it was a little bit of a boys' club. But then what was the other? Oh, and you know what? Like, you know what I think really started it was did y'all ever see Juno?
Yeah.
I think I bought into him as that role a little too
much. Which is such a weird role.
Yeah. I think that's kind of like I was a hater of that movie from the second that movie started, and Rian Johnson or Rainn Wilson.
Your ego is prego.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I remember.
As soon as he started talking like that, I was like, I fucking hate this movie.
Well,
I feel like that movie is core millennial. That's just millennial.
Great Sabrina Carpenter song though, I will say.
I couldn't even remember the name
of
the movie.
That's
awesome.
For Juno. No one knows that. Yeah, check it out. No. It's a cute one.
Okay.
All I know is in Mario Party 6, and there's that character goes Juno.
Yeah.
Wow, we all know such different Junos.
And I know Juno as the capital of Alaska.
Whoa. How did you know that? Does everyone know that?
Is Juno the capital of Alaska?
That sounds right. Sounds right to me.
Oh, sick.
I want to get back to you hating on charismatic men.
It's J-E-A.
I would argue he's not even that charismatic.
J-E-N-A-U.
Okay.
Anyway.
Like, you want a real one, how about Ryan Reynolds?
Whoa, I kind of get that. I do get that. I agree.
Like, I think, you know, easily hateable.
Yeah.
But see, I would argue, and you know, this is an extension of my hater nature, like but like you put like Ryan Reynolds and then you put Hugh Jackman, which like on paper both charismatic white men.
Right.
I love Hugh Jackman.
What's different?
I think it's different though, because I don't think Hugh Jackman has ever made like that his brand. You know what I mean?
Like, do you think the difference is like some like you can? It seems like Ryan Reynolds wants to be liked.
Yeah,
yes. Because he's like, hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and this is crazy, but I own a gin company now.
Yeah,
I own a mobile company, like a mobile wireless company now. Isn't that silly?
He really does ads for everything. Like every time,
he owns a piece of it.
It's a little
of everything.
Yeah.
So you hate when people want to be liked.
So you hate insecure men, which is relatable.
You're just not buying the bullshit.
This is something that happens with Kiana and I a lot. She will send me a TikTok, and I will critique something entirely different from the point of the TikTok. Because,
fair.
You know, I think we're consuming things very differently, whereas, like, I will focus on the way someone words something or, like, you know, the way their filming setup is, and she's like, it's not about that. And I'm like, well, I can't get over that. Like, I can't, like, there's a suspension of, not disbelief, but, you know, when you're on any, like, online platform, you kind of have to take the good with the bad, and you have to be like, well, it's not about that. And for me, I have a lot of trouble doing that, especially on TikTok, which I think I'm just a little of a TikTok hater.
You can't separate the art from the artist, is what you're saying.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I feel like that kind of leads into mine, which is TV and radio ads. I fucking hate it. I get into like an Uber and they just have the radio on. It'll just be blasting ads.
You'd hate TikTok right now.
And that's another reason I should put TikTok on my list, because it's just you're being fed shit. You're not choosing to interact with it. It is interacting with you. You're just like. It feels like you're being brainwashed in a sense where you're just like,
you're
now have all these new ideas
constantly.
And beliefs that you didn't even want.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, that's kind of the way information is almost delivered. It's like, well, I saw this TikTok about blank.
Right.
And it's a little scary. But granted, I don't really know how we were getting information before. I do want to say, like, you know, and this might be a little too inside baseball, but, you know, we're trying something on our YouTube shorts where it's like you almost have a cold open for the YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, because if the short doesn't grab you in the first 3 seconds, you're going to go to the next short. And
right.
Like, how cooked are we?
Very.
Where, you know, it's like, if it doesn't, if we give it 3 seconds. But also, like, I get it, because there's definitely a better video, like one scroll right. away.
100%. Yeah.
There's too much.
Yeah, there is. True.
Agreed.
Should I say what I hate?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got to pull out his note.
Dude, I fucking hate him.
The refractory period.
Printers.
Dude, printers?
Printers and their bullshit ink cartridges. Fuck that shit.
So you mean the fucking ink? It's the connectivity for me.
The connectivity?
Yeah.
When was the last time you used a printer, Ian?
Well, I would use it a lot more.
Well,
I would use mine a lot more if it fucking worked.
Yeah.
That's why you need a laser jet.
But how do you know it doesn't? Yeah, like, when was the last time you gave it some attention?
I needed to print out I wanted to print out the.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you print it out?
I couldn't do it.
because I asked you to print it out and you go, no.
What?
I was like, can you print it out? And you're like, no.
I couldn't. Because my fucking printer's broken.
We have a company printer.
I bought a new printer.
Even the company printer pisses me off.
That's true. It's always out of paper and it's always out of toner.
Yeah.
And even when it is, then it's like, well, you got to punch in your
right.
like your code.
Yeah.
And it's like
to print.
Working on the touchpad, it's like, you know, there's like four touch points on it.
Yeah.
And there's nine numbers. I'm like, well, I hope it hits seven this
That's
time.
That's real.
Yeah, I ran out of ink in my printer at home, and I was like, okay, then I'll just buy some more. And then it was so expensive. I was like, okay, I'll just find a off-brand. And they put the off-brand in, and it says yep. off-brand or like
yeah,
non-official
they
ink detected, and it didn't fucking work.
Not
yeah.
allowed to.
You get that bootleg ink.
Yeah.
Because they have like a specific, like, they have like a fucking microchip in there that tells them if it's like unofficial or not. They're like, no, you have to use our ink. And it's crazy expensive for absolutely no reason. Fuck the
do you,
fuck
you,
the
do you know why
industry.
It's all like that?
Because they
it's
want
a fucking
more
monopoly.
Money?
Because of woke.
Because
what?
Of woke.
And that's what we're
that's
not
true.
Talking about.
That's true.
And that's absolutely what we're not talking about.
Yeah.
It's because of woke.
Woke yeah. destroyed the printer.
Woke destroyed
industry.
Printers.
You know, and the same thing happened with my toothbrush heads.
Toothbrush, yeah, toothbrush.
Have
very
you guys
woke.
Heard of the HP Ink subscription?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I
any d- oh subscriptions period. That's a good
you
one.
Just ate
I
those.
Thought that was H Pink. I didn't know it.
You know, there's cars now where you have to pay
oh,
a
God, we're back to cars
to unlock certain features on your car.
Like Apple Play on BMW. Yeah.
Yeah, but BMW has like other features on the car that they lock behind a subscription.
Oh, for sure.
What?
Dude, there was a yeah. Thing behind Tesla's paywall where you had to pay if you wanted more power in your vehicle.
Yeah. No, like a lot of the auto driving stuff is like behind a paywall now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
As things get more digital too with cars. It's all going to be
yeah.
capable of doing it. It's
I
about
mean,
the software now.
That's what I've been, you know, in our increasing reliance on, like, the digital stuff. Not that, look, I'm a fucking, I love that shit. But, you know, what I've been seeing is a lot of, you know, with the hurricane hitting the whole East Coast, people can't get into their houses because they have electronic locks. And the water
oh, no.
shorted the electronics. Or, like, you know, you can't get into your car because it shorted the electronics in the car. Or you have, like, mm-hmm. an electronic, you know, it's way more, you know, you're at the mercy of these electronics. Like,
yeah.
we had our whole Amazon account suspended, my family, because, like, we returned something and they didn't get it. I don't know. It was confusing. But my mom couldn't use her Kindle. And I was like, that's crazy. Like,
because
for,
of
like,
a subscription?
Yeah. Well, because my Amazon, like, ordering account. So it was like, well, now you can't watch Amazon Prime. Now you can't, like, read stuff on your Kindle.
That's crazy.
Like, the stuff we had already bought and was, like, already on her Kindle.
Dude,
that's
I was
insane.
Thinking about that. My dad, like, left his wallet at home, and he was like, if only they had the IDs on your phone like they're going to. And I was like, you want to be reliant on having your phone charged in order to do anything and
right.
everything
we're
in your entire
life? We're
probably
getting there. We're
probably unfortunately,
there.
At this point, yeah.
yeah.
But like, the phone stuff is, like, if I could have everything on my phone, I would.
Yeah.
Would you ever get, like, a NFC or whatever it's called?
Like, in my...
In your, like, a subdermal NFC chip?
To pay for shit with your arm or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
That would be kind of sick.
Well, you know, at, like, at
I'm
Whole
the problem,
Foods...
Bro.
at Whole Foods, they because it was bought by Amazon. Now they're trying all this experimental
like
shit, and you're like, "Pay with your palm."
That's
yeah.
fucked.
It's like, okay,
would
so
yours
you,
even work?
What
would yours even work with the eye? Oh.
No, it would not. I don't know actually, or maybe it would be better, but
well,
still,
you get a discount.
Pay with your palm?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you need my palm for?
They're collecting it for something.
Well, also, I went through. You know, at the airport, they have like clear.
Yeah.
And then they scan your face and shit.
What?
I did that, yeah. Yeah,
I did it. They get your eye, they get iris scans and fingerprints. And I did it to save a little bit of time, but I was like, wait, What did I give this for? Right. What
now
do
they
with
have
this?
That. They have that scan of your face.
What am I doing?
I guess
with
we could say the TSA.
Oh
we
shit.
Hate them.
Oof. Yeah. No.
No
I,
one's
I,
ever
I,
said
TSA.
That before.
Yeah, let's go back. I hate 9/11 because it made it made
guys,
TSA.
Real talk.
TSA didn't even stop me from bringing bullets on the plane. So what
Ian.
Good are they?
That's true.
What?
What are we gonna do with him, bro? Throw him?
I accidentally. Yeah.
He throws so fast.
How fast would you have to throw a bullet at someone to kill him?
100 miles an hour? I don't know.
That's what you heard.
I know it probably hurt, but
oh,
I don't...
it would absolutely hurt.
But they're not. They're like I don't know. It's
did
not
they
that
not have gunpowder in them?
It's not that pointy.
No, they did.
Yeah.
Oh. What did you need those for?
I accidentally brought shotgun shells.
You accidentally?
Yeah, straight up accident.
Something I hate that I want to know if is universal is like, do you guys like ever like when you're pooping, like does it just like feel like you're gonna die?
You should get that looked into.
I mean, it has.
Like
but usually
all the
when
life
I'm, like,
is being
sick.
Sucked out of you.
Usually, like poop. Usually, pooping feels awesome.
I'm sorry. What?
It's, yeah, usually it's low key the best part of my day.
Yeah, I think that's it your. I think that's the male clit happening.
Yeah.
No, it's just like real? Man, I need to poop, and then you do it, and it's like.
And you enjoy it.
It's not like I don't look forward to. I don't the mechanics of it. It's just like
mechanics.
It's just nice. It's just nice to do it.
Right.
I feel like
right.
a good healthy poop can feel good.
I agree. Like I really hate.
But you don't
when
have
I,
good health.
But you don't have.
No. Normally, sometimes it's
yours
just like happens.
Like
sometimes
blood and rocks.
No. Sometimes it just be like that. Maybe it's like a girl thing.
Yeah. I mean. Maybe like you know does it like well no, yeah
it feels like
allow
all the life is being like
girls.
Drained out of you.
I've never
is it painful
had that.
Are you talking about pain?
It's not painful. It's literally like it's how I imagine like if a vampire were to suck all my blood and I'd have like no energy and I'd just be like
no I've
that's
not,
how
I've
I
not
imagine
had that experience. I've had like bad ones where it's like it feels like you're struggling like you take your clothes off.
Yeah,
hey,
that as well.
GIs, sound off in the chat.
Yeah, GIs, what's wrong with
let
Aaron?
Let us know what's wrong with
IBS?
Aaron.
Is it IBS?
Is that Crohn's?
I don't.
Oh my God, me and Pete Davidson would have something in common.
I don't think you have. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, yeah, I'd be hey, going. I'd be pooping
advised.
A lot. If I had
look at
Crohn's,
the three of us, bro.
If I had Crohn's, I'd be pooping a lot.
I don't know. Yeah,
that's
here's
fair.
There's a spectrum.
I just don't know. I just don't know if you should feel like drained from.
Yeah,
that's why I hate it. That's why
wait,
I thought.
Is it for? Are you drained from all the pushing?
I don't know what
are
it
you,
is.
Are you pushing? You're not supposed to push.
I feel like it just comes out.
Well, like
okay, that's
you're not just sitting down. Yeah.
Well, it's like you relax and it comes out.
What are you
no,
talking
are you
about?
Are you fully clenched all the time? Just constantly clenching.
It's the one time he lets go.
Actually,
he's clenching right now, bro.
Yeah.
You have to push it out at first, and then it finds its way. You know,
well, yeah.
It's like going
once
down a water
slide.
You have
crowning,
to initiate.
Once it starts crowning, it can do the rest by itself.
Right.
I think. Do you think the movie Rat Race like invented the term prairie dogging?
I think that's the first
time
I heard.
That was
like, the
first
that
time
was
I heard
around
it.
Zero.
That changed my life.
That changed my vocabulary.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You've never seen Rat Race.
I think that was a defining. I think that was a cultural.
It was a cultural
shift.
Moment.
A shift.
He was like, "I'm prairie dogging," and all of us got it immediately.
Yeah.
Like the picture entered our mind, we're like, that's fucking funny.
I rewatched Rat Race earlier this year.
Probably not that great, huh?
Counterpoint, it was amazing.
Is
oh,
it
was
good
it?
Still?
It's got a slow start. Once it gets going, it is so.
Have you seen the original? Isn't there like an original Rat Race?
Isn't it like, kind of based on Cannonball Run? Maybe. There's probably like an original Rat Race.
I think there's an original.
I've not
Rat
seen the
race.
Original.
Have you guys ever said Turtle sticking its head out of the shell?
Yeah,
prairie dogging.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a lamer prairie dog.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, turtling.
It's like an aquatic prairie. It's not as
cool. Right, it's not as cool. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what I hate? Dust.
Whoa.
Fuck dust.
That's so real.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be cough
dust
and stuff.
Dust is actually canceled.
Yeah.
Do you know it's just skin?
It's just skin particles.
Ugh.
I mean, I'm sure there's some dirt and shit from outside.
What does dust taste like?
Skin.
What does skin taste like?
Dirt.
Dust.
Yeah, no, but dust is really, it's like, I don't know what to do about it. I mean, other than like keep dusting, but even when you dust, it's like, okay, where does it go? Like on the duster?
That's so true.
Yeah. Well, that's why you don't just dust with a dry rag. It's gotta be a little, it's gotta be some moisture. So it
collects it. I have like a feather duster and it works really well, but even then I'm still a little confounded. I'm like, well, does it all just sit on the
it does.
Feather duster?
I think at a certain point you have to shake
it off
in the trash.
You never
no,
shake
I do.
It off? Oh, okay.
I definitely do, maybe not every time.
I've never done that because I just learned right now you're supposed to do that. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Do you guys ever shake? Educational podcast. Do you guys ever like hit your rugs?
What?
Like, oh,
like
them?
Slam it out like, on your balcony
like,
or something?
Take like a stick to your rug.
No.
Like,
hit it yeah, that's actually so satisfying.
So I have machine washable rugs, like for that, like, because I when I had two cats, it was like double the puke.
Wait, how big are your rugs? You put that whole ass rug in a
well. So
you know,
now
14
I have
by 12.
Now I have a yeah. now I do have like I think it's like a 10 by 12 rug. It's
and you
too,
that fits.
No, no, no. So oh. so I have not washed that one. I don't think it's machine washable, and it is too big for my space.
Okay.
So
it's like folded in the corners.
He cuts it yeah. into fours and puts each piece.
Restitches it back.
Yeah, so this is actually brought to you by Ruggable.
Speaking of which, hand wash only clothes.
Bruh.
Whoa. Do you encounter that a lot?
Look,
I just donated
bro.
All that shit. I was like, I don't want this shit anymore.
You're
get
like, I'm not
here.
Washing my clothes.
I'm not washing this shit on my... Yeah.
You donated
a label,
it?
Yeah. A label doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
You just do it anyway.
Yeah.
I think like some of them...
If you wash it cold enough...
Yeah.
I think sometimes like they just put that there as a liability.
Mm-hmm. True.
But
you
I
could probably get away with washing.
You could probably get away with it. It's yeah. the drying that's more of like an issue.
Yeah.
Like
that, which
you might
doesn't
just have to line dry it.
You just yeah. let it dry by itself.
I do understand that. I have one shirt that said hand wash only. I was like, no, the fuck it isn't.
And you just wash it in the machine is fine?
Yeah.
Well, someone has a really nice hand wash only button up shirt now. So.
Fucked up. Should have given that
nice.
To me.
Do you want it?
No, it's okay.
I think it's still in my car.
We're different size.
I think I had a Hawaiian shirt and the sleeve kind of fully ripped, and now I'm wondering if I should go back and look at the label.
Probably hand wash.
Probably hand wash only.
Yeah.
It's liability.
Yeah.
Rayon.
What else do you hate?
Probably rayon.
Is there anyone that you guys have ever hated and you couldn't explain it, but you're like, oh, I hate that person?
Oh.
Realistically, Jason Bateman. Like, there's not a whole lot I can say. Like, I just don't trust him.
That's fair.
I could go through. There's probably a lot of male celebrities where, you know, I've kind of made up my mind. Where it's just like, there's nothing, like, specific.
Right.
There's not, like, a zero event.
I feel that way about Timothy Chalamet.
Fair.
Which is okay. A hot take.
Look, Alexina's same.
I don't trust that
and
man.
And see, like, on paper, I should agree with you. Some about it just works for me. There's something very funny about him.
He's rat in a different way to me.
Yeah. But to me, rat is not hateable. Like, to me,
that's
like,
fair.
I love,
that's
like,
fair.
It's endearing.
It's a lovable. He's a lovable rat.
He's a hateable rat for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I don't think Timmy Chalamet did anything.
He didn't do anything, but it's just
that.
Like T'Challa? Something about him isn't right. Doesn't sit right with me.
Because he's too successful.
No.
His swag too hard. Too hard.
It's probably it.
His
can't do swaggy man.
Too tough.
What?
What's the? I don't know.
It's like you smoke
kill you.
Too different. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have never hated anyone?
There's somebody that I...
Someone comes to mind.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know if I've said it on a podcast.
Can you tell us and we can bleep the name?
If you do, yeah. Cover your mouth because they'll just... I learned last episode, if you ask for something to be bleeped, you can read your lips perfectly
fine.
If people want to read
my lips, I don't care.
Mm.
I think you've said that before
you've
publicly.
Said this before.
I said it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you have like a bad experience?
Yeah, he's my nemesis.
I don't know. What that is.
But before yeah, he did don't. Anything that made me him. Hate him, I sat at a table.
That's right.
And I was like, I don't like this guy. Something feels off about this guy. And you'll see his face and you're going to be like, whoa, those eyes.
Oh, yeah, I don't like him.
And he has like big
I see him. I don't like him.
He has like big celebs on.
What if we shared things we hate about each other?
That's great.
Hold on. I didn't get to all the things that I hate.
Yeah, I also have a really controversial pair of two things that
I
hate.
Oh, here's
you
a person that I hate.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a person that I hate. So
okay.
Do your thing first.
Okay, mine's going to piss off a lot of people.
Oh, my God,
go,
do it.
Let's go, bro.
Mine will also piss off people.
It's two things in pop culture that for some reason people assume, one more than the other, people assume that I like. And I don't think that I don't actually hate these things. I think I hate that people assume I like these
things. Right. It makes you dislike it more.
Harry Potter.
Wow.
Do not like it at all.
Why would you think people would assume that you like it?
Well, I think it's just because my age
Because he's
range.
All mystical and shit.
No, age range. But like, Harry
age
Potter's
range.
Like if
I
Lord
like
of the
Harry
Rings
Potter.
Was shitty. Tried to watch the movies, can't get through the third or fourth one.
What? The third's the best
good.
One. The third's the best one.
So long.
Y tu mama también. Isn't that the same director?
Wait, Lord of the Rings?
No, Harry Potter 3.
Yeah, Alfonso
Cuarón.
Yeah, he directed the third one.
I thought he
what?
Did the third one.
That's
yeah.
why it's so good.
Wait, what?
No, yes. He was low-key cooking with
didn't
that
didn't know
one.
That?
That dude directed a
yes,
Harry Potter?
That's why it's so good.
And the
what
first
the
one.
Fuck? Okay. All okay. right. I got
to
check it out.
Okay, this one's good. This one's going to make some people hate me.
Finally.
My Chemical Romance.
What? That
I'm
is shocking.
So not into it.
But you're so emo. You're like
yeah,
one
exactly.
of the OG emos.
What you're saying right now is exactly what people say to me. I'm like, I don't get it. It's this theatrical
thing. You
don't
get it? But don't you like Panic at the Disco?
No.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is
that makes sense then.
I don't like any of that stuff. And then Chiodo started doing that sound and the U started doing that yeah. sound and everyone wanted to do this theatrical sound because My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco did
not
like early
My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance is rock music for theater kids.
Which is, I don't like theater stuff, like
that's
Disney
fair.
Musicals, like people right. yeah. popping out
not
and singing.
Liking, that's interesting. That's really interesting. I want to hate My Chemical Romance.
You want to?
Because like they say, like you know, because they're like everything about him's a little annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But like realistically,
you're gonna hate.
They
that
they got
time.
Some they got
oh,
some
for sure.
fucking bangers.
Is that the one Gerard Way?
Well, yeah,
I so, look like him.
I see it.
You said you look like him?
My friend was him.
Immediately,
you
Spencer.
Kinda look,
I see it.
Yeah, I
in
can
the face.
Actually, I see
people,
it.
People
see
tag that. Me in it like once a week.
Dude,
and they're
you
like,
do look
LOL,
like Gerard Way.
It's Gerard Way.
I've yeah. never thought about that, but 100%.
I think about it
wow,
once a week.
Wow, you look like Gerard Way's daughter.
Yeah.
I had actually, a friend who dressed up like. As him for Halloween, and she nailed it. I think something, there's. It's like almost easier as a woman to dress up and look like Gerard Way.
I don't really want to embrace it, personally.
Yeah.
You know, I will say the caveat is... that they do have some bangers. Like, I actually do like some of their songs.
Okay.
I think it's the assumption that I like them, and
that's
everyone
fair.
Starts talking to me
yeah.
about them, that I'm
agreed.
Just like, what?
You're just not a fan.
I'm not a fan, but people assume I'm obsessed.
I could see that. It's just because you were emo.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're like, G-note. I'm like, okay.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
it's like the first
ding!
Note of
oh.
when I was.
Oh.
See, that like... Look, and that was kind of my, oh, I liked this band for a while moment mm-hmm. when Welcome to the Black Parade came out. I was like, y'all are sleeping on their first two albums.
Yeah. I did like Helena and like some of their stuff on their, I think it was their second album.
Mm.
I did really like that. But then it just became so
they
identified as emo. And
yeah.
then people identified me as emo. And they're like, you like this.
Yeah, it was kind of like the only, it was like, oh, yeah. They.
Who was that?
All-American Rejects?
Ooh, whoa, ooh.
There was, who was that? What was that other band? The guy had the long black hair.
AFI?
AFI.
Oof,
yeah. I actually
like
really liked AFI.
That's
though.
Crazy.
Silver and Cold.
He was straight
Silver
edge. I remember that was kind of his whole thing. Because people were like, oh, you
yeah.
don't drink? It's like
straight
the guy
edge.
From AFI.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. All right. I got a person that I hate.
A person? Just
ooh,
a person?
Yeah. Give it to us.
This is going to piss off some girls and gays. Baz Luhrmann. Fuck that guy.
Why?
Him as a person or what he makes?
His work.
What?
His book.
Yeah. I love Moulin Rouge.
His work is really confusing. It's weird. It's like a fever dream.
You guys just don't get it.
Yeah.
I think
have you seen Elvis?
I think if Elvis had like an hour cut out of it, it would be one of my favorite movies.
That's
yeah,
fair.
I can see that. There was,
but it's a bad movie.
There was good. There was good stuff in Elvis. Like the first like 5 or 10 minutes, I'm
incredible.
Like, I want to die.
Dude, you
where he's like tripping and like walking through like the casino, like he's
I,
like
I ate that shit up.
Or...
But then when it cuts to him doing the fucking the song, I mean, Brent and I do it all the time. The Glory Glory Hallelujah song when it plays the classical song, and then he comes out on stage at the whatever casino he was at.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movie scenes of all time.
Okay,
where they're it's like doing the split screen with
yeah.
Him like getting injected with like the whatever like the uppers, uh-huh. so he can like actually
there's,
get
there's
out.
There's some
on
really
stage.
Cool editing choices.
There's cool
ones.
Stuff. Uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, but I feel like
I'm also
he's always
yeah.
trying too hard, and I'm like, I mean, I get it. I get why people like it. Okay, it's not for me. It's not speaking to me.
Dude, one of the first like when we started hanging out again like 2.5 years ago, you said check out this movie I hate. And you turned it on. You turned on Elvis.
That was one of the first things he said to you?
yeah.
We get that clip up when they're like, and get this,
he's
white.
Yeah.
He's white. it's, I mean, because it's an experience. Like
the concert scenes are incredible.
Yeah, you're going to go into a Baz Luhrmann movie and it's going to be an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've come around on Romeo plus Juliet.
I see, that's the big one I haven't seen. And I heard that's kind of his best.
Yeah, I think I've come around
so.
On that one. But watching it, we watched that in class.
We were supposed to watch it in class. I don't know if I missed that day, but like, I'm kind of bummed.
And I thought it was like, it was like just so far out of the realm of what I was used to seeing in a movie. True. Where it's like, mm-hmm. at the beginning, they're all like, they're about to have this gunfight and they all pull out their guns.
Is that the one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And like John Leguizamo like pulls out a handgun. It says Excalibur on like the handgun.
It's
I'm like,
so cunty.
This is so fucking stupid.
You know what it feels like?
It kind of, it is very cunty.
Did you see the they edited their like me finding out like Baz Luhrmann's straight, and it's the picture of him being like, he's white.
He's straight. He's straight. No, actually I'm. He's straight.
It doesn't miss the first time. I'm pretty sure. I think he's got a wife. He's got a whole ass wife.
I saw this video of this girl.
I see them all Googling it back there.
I feel like his movies feel like a comic book come to life almost.
Yeah. Mm. And I think like that excess is kind of fun and a little refreshing. Like I recently watched for the first time Ang Lee's The Hulk. And that's you know, the editing is very Baz Luhrmann-esque. But yeah, I also love Moulin Rouge. I thought that was a good movie.
That's a great one.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, it's one of my favorite movies.
I think we should watch
Australia. We should have an Australia night.
I think I will pass on that.
With my favorite, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
The Prestige?
I think I could come around on Baz Luhrmann. I think I hated him too much to begin with, and I think I just can't accept the craft of an auteur.
Some scenes in Moulin Rouge grew on me. The singing I can't do, but the rest...
I did not realize you had such an aversion to, like, theatrics.
I don't know why, because I love music and things like that, but for some reason, like, turning it into a Broadway performance style.
Are there any musicals you love? This is going to become the Lovers
Anthony
podcast.
Anthony saw Hamilton with the original cast.
Oh, yeah, and I did like that, but it was so different than other musicals. Yeah. There's something about the trying so hard to be like, I am something. Like, this is music. It was weird to me.
Les Mis.
So I could go into Hamilton as one of my hating things.
Oh, really?
But here's the thing. I've not fully seen it, so I owe it to Kiana and my mother and many other people in my life to watch the full thing before I make a snap judgment. But every song I've heard is one of the worst things ever.
Well, because that's Lynn.
That's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He should not have cast it himself.
Probably one of the most hateable people. Like, not for any real reason.
Right.
Like, I'm sure he's a fine person.
Right.
He's just kind of embarrassing.
He's just embarrassing.
He's kind of corny. You
know? I just think he shouldn't have been the main character. But
I agree.
I think those were supposed to be consumed live. Like, I really do think those are really good live.
I do love, you know, my sister always makes me watch it. The King George song that Jonathan Groff does.
Oh, that was amazing.
It's pretty good. And you fucking saw it.
I saw it live, dude. He was fucking spitting on the audience.
No, he's
and they loved it. They're like, oh!
I would have loved it, dude. He's great.
Spit on me.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, Lin-Manuel is definitely the worst part of Hamilton.
When you take the music out of the musical and, like, just have it exist, I really don't like musicals in that way. Like, consuming them in a way where I don't have the full context is really annoying. Because, to me, most musicals don't work without the context.
Right.
You know, I will say that for some reason, I feel like seeing them in person, though...
Oh yeah,
it's
like
a completely different experience. Like, like the songs from Wicked, and I hate when people turn it on. But if I was there seeing it live, I think I would enjoy it because there's something about the environment and experience and seeing them all do it all together live. There's so much talent. It does hit you like when you're there live.
Right. I think because it's real, like, and when you're
that's how it's supposed to be consumed. It's like there's a reason you're supposed to consume it that way.
Dude, I was just gonna make a joke about them being real.
Hey guys, guess what else I hate?
I have a really good one too, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll get to those.
It's Glee performances of songs. I'm looking right at
Kiana.
Kiana
is in the room.
We talked about that New York.
I'm looking camp right in the eye, bro. Any vocal performance on Glee makes me want to pull my eyes.
I'm gonna yes, Andrew. Not only the musical performances, and I know Kiana's in the room, and I am apologizing for this, but people always tell me to watch Glee, and I refuse.
That's torture.
I feel like it's the Kids Bop version of normal songs.
Has Ryan Murphy made anything that's like not cursed?
Nip Tuck.
Feud? Is Feud good?
He's coming up.
Feud?
Every day in my life lately, that man's name is brought up.
He's truly, I have to admire his hustle. It's insane.
True.
Yeah.
But no, every Glee performance just fully strips any emotional or musical...
the performers
validity.
Don't have a connection to the song.
Yeah, when they're also singing in a way, you know, in a very traditional musical sense where it's like they're singing to be understood, not for the emotion behind it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have a lot of thoughts about that. Like, to me, anyways.
Pitch Perfect. I feel kind of similar about Pitch Perfect as well.
I loved that movie in middle school.
Like the shower scene where she, like, starts joining in.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
like,
fun
movie. It is
cringy.
That fucking
crazy sense cringe so sounds. Hard.
Yeah, no, it's
cringy,
a cringy
but
movie.
It was a fun movie.
As a 12-year-old, I loved it.
Sure. I hate gluten.
gluten hates you, dude.
I know.
Are you fully intolerant?
I'm pretty intolerant to gluten.
Wait, when you would eat gluten and poop, would it feel like the life would leave your body? I'm just trying to.
The pain was mostly
trying to get a diagnosis.
Pain was mostly in my abdomen, and then it would. There wouldn't be much pain passing it because it would just go through without any resistance.
Do you eat a lot of spicy food?
No.
Okay, never mind.
The only way out is through.
Let's see, people who litter.
Oh, you hate people who litter,
dude.
Yeah.
You rant about it almost every episode.
Were you in the car that one time? It was my mischievous ex from many years ago, the one that took us to the party where the girl got stabbed.
Oh.
She was in my her friend who was even worse than her.
By the way, nobody knows who this person is.
No. This is like
it's
way
nobody that you guys know.
This is like literally 25 years ago. You don't know her.
As old as me.
Don't try to guess. Aaron wasn't born. 9/11 hadn't even happened yet.
Yeah, here.
TSA was chill.
But I was driving the car and that girl's friend, we had just went through Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yeah.
And she's like, can you open the window real quick because I had the locks on? And I rolled down the window on the freeway. I was like, okay, I guess this freak wants to. She threw her entire Taco Bell trash out the window on the freeway.
People do that shit. It's crazy.
That's messed up.
I don't know why that's making me laugh.
her trash.
It's so brash. Like, to me, yeah, it's truly. Like, you know, and I talked about this recently. But to me, there's almost something so, like, over-sensationalized about, like, littering. Like, as a kid, you know, you thought that, like, if you threw that out the window, it's like, well, right. it's gonna explode and kill, like, the forest. Like, the forest will burn down.
Yeah.
Realistically, that's not going to do much. Like, look, I'm not saying litter. I'm not saying litter.
That is what Spencer is saying.
He's saying we need to take down the companies that are hurting our environment, not the individuals.
Just like it's one of those crimes where as a kid you're like, I will be beaten if I do this. Where it's like as an adult, it's just like it's just a dick move.
Yeah, I would say it's like it's not quite the same, but I would put it on par with returning a shopping cart. It's kind of that test of are you going to be a beneficial contributor to society. Like you're not required by law to return a shopping cart.
I think
it definitely is illegal to litter.
Well, it's illegal to litter.
It depends on where.
But people aren't going to like track you down and get you arrested.
You're not
going to
be jailed.
It's on you to just be a nice person and dispose of your trash in the appropriate receptacle.
It's like an understanding. It's like a societal understanding.
Yeah.
It's like an agreement.
And if you don't agree to that thing, you're a fucking dick.
Yeah.
No,
return your shopping cart. Anyway, another thing that I hate.
Ian had a long list.
People who get up on the plane right after it lands and try to rush to the
front. I hate that so much.
Like,
I feel like every flight that happens.
I don't see it happen as often. And then somebody almost did it to me. And then the guy, like, both him and his, like, wife or whatever started to walk forward. And then the guy was like, oh, hold up. Like, he's in front of us. Like, let's let him go. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking right.
For our New York trip, I think it was our New York trip. I've taken a couple trips lately. But I was getting in line for the flight. And they were like, oh, we're boarding, like, these groups. And I was group 3. And I saw a bunch of people lined up. And I got in line.
Lining up to get on the plane.
Yeah, but
chaos.
But the lady was like, I was like, oh, is this the line? Like, what groups are they boarding? And she was like, they're only boarding through group 3, but I'm group 4, so I guess you can get in front of me. I was like,
I guess
I know I can. Like, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, why are you here? Why are you in line?
No,
she was just like,
people.
Yeah, well, like,
people camp that line and just like wait for their group. It's like, bro, just sit the
just
fuck down.
The plane is not going to leave until everyone's on it. So it's like, why are you rushing?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because this is another thing that I hate. It's all compounding. Because people are putting their fucking personal items in the overhead compartment. Yeah. They put their carry-on in the overhead, and then they put their backpack up there. Then they put their purse up there, and then they put their other bags they have up there. When it's like, no, your carry-on goes in the overhead. Everything else goes under the seat. And because of that, now there's no more seat. There's no more space in the overhead. So you have to gate check, and people don't want to do that. So they have to try to get to the front of the line to get on the plane to get their bags in the overhead before it all fills up. That's my theory.
If this podcast were released 15 years ago, we'd call it First World Problems, the podcast.
Real.
Whoa.
True.
You know what I haven't seen in a minute? I say a minute. I mean, it's probably been like 15 years. People clapping when the plane lands.
Oh, so true. Why did that stop?
I think that was like a successful public shaming.
Yeah, but like I it's think... been.
Is that thanks to the internet?
I think so.
Probably. I should bring it back.
You should.
Like I've clapped at dumber things.
Ian seems like someone who would clap at when a plane lands.
I did. I did clap when we were on the tarmac, leaving. When I think I clapped a little bit.
Oh, I've been. Oh no, actually, I have been there.
Just
where
a little
it's like
bit.
When you're stuck on the tarmac for hours and the plane finally takes off. It's like,
right.
Oh, thank God.
Everyone claps.
And I, because we were, on the way to New York, plane was on the tarmac for I don't know, it was like 40 minutes or something.
Yeah.
They had to fix something, and they're like, okay, and we just have to fill our paperwork, and we'll be on our way. And I was like, woo.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Whenever people clap on the plane after it lands, for some reason, it just feels like. Degrading or something. I don't know. It's like
did you expect it to crash?
I don't know. It feels like the equivalent of like me taking a shit and someone clapping. I don't know.
For Aaron? Might make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Did it hurt this time?
Yeah.
No? Woo!
There have been times where I've been on like flights so bad that they do clap when it lands. And you know, those were the instant where, it was like really stormy. It was really scary.
I get that.
And to me, I'm like, yeah, I'll join in on that. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Yeah, I'm alive.
But what about when people clap when there was no turbulence? It was just when
that's crazy. I don't even think I've seen
that. Perfectly routine
I used to
flight.
See it. I definitely used to see it. It went away.
Interesting.
Because it woke.
Yeah,
that's
because
true,
it woke.
Because woke.
They got woke.
See if I have anything else that I hate.
Do you want to rapid fire?
Gamer Gators.
What's that?
We don't need to talk about it, but they can go fuck themselves.
Is that like the mascot of gamers?
No, it's just like
it's like this big bridge.
I asked you all to prepare things that you hate about each other. And so to wrap up this podcast, I think that's a good way to end
Should
it.
Should we just rapid fire? Or?
Yeah, just like share the things you hate about each other.
We don't get to fight them?
That was one thing I didn't really prepare for it because I just love you guys so much.
That's not true, Ian.
Oh,
I did have a bunch for Aaron. No.
I forgot to make one for Spencer and Anthony, but I definitely have one for Ian.
And I only made one for you, Aaron.
This is perfect.
Who wants to go first?
I think you should share them about each other. It's going to be a cute moment.
All right,
say
Aaron,
them on three.
You go first.
You say them both at the same time.
I hate when Ian realizes I don't know something. He gets really excited because then he gets to mansplain.
Oof.
I love splaining.
Guilty. Guilty, bro.
I love splaining.
The men in this office when I don't know something.
Like, I heard
clapping. I heard snapping in agreement in the background.
Yeah. I love splaining. I love splaining. I'll splain. I don't care who I have to splain to.
Kiana will explain just as many things I do to her that...
Yeah.
She does to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we equally don't listen to each other.
Oh no. I just explained.
But it's from
I just
love.
Explained I just explained Anthony.
And we're cutting that because we're not including.
You did.
We'll bleep it out.
I explained lovemaking to Anthony.
Yeah.
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 You explained the dry dick.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
What do you hate about Aaron?
Her choice in men.
Oh, brother.
Me
oh,
brother. Too. Oh. But it makes such good, like, stories and content.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Get up.
Have you said publicly how who was it that described or labeled the type of men that you like?
Tommy. Tommy described my type so accurately.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is cigarette in a sweater.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's my type.
Yep.
They have the, like, internal grime, you know, like the deep sadness that just doesn't seem to go away. That's
Three
my
days
type.
Of oil in their hair.
Yeah.
Hey.
Also, like a mustache.
I tried the mustache.
All of you have a mustache. It's not that kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't have the right kind of mustache.
Like a porno stash?
What's your favorite kind of mustache on these grimy men?
Like a big bushy?
Like Paul Mezcal, like when he has a mustache.
Gotcha.
Are they That's thin? Really good. What are they? Like, what
it's just definitely not the ones that you guys have.
His is kind of thin, but it's like, it's still, it's thin, but it's filled out.
It's like when you look at a man, you're like, he shouldn't have a mustache. That's what I like.
Did
it's like,
see,
how did he grow that?
Vince McMahon's like evil like 1920s mustache.
Yes, yes.
A little pencil mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evil
sick.
On so many levels.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I fear I kind of have that, but mine's not even because Paul Mescal and like other guys like that where it kind of it's not a great mustache but it still works on them.
Right.
And mine is not a great mustache, and it doesn't work on me. Like I think
I wouldn't say that.
I think it's fine with all this, but if I just have the mustache, it's I don't know. Maybe I look at it too much.
That's fair. I do think most times, like a beard is required for a stash.
Yeah.
Do you think Paul Mescal has considered selling Mezcal?
He should.
Yes.
Have you guys heard the funny thing that Paul Mezcal does after a hookup?
I did.
You have?
I do. I know it.
So there's this running bit. There's this running, I don't know if it's a bit on the internet. People claim that after Paul Mezcal hooks up with someone, he like goes on a run, like he like runs away from them.
Yo, you guys slept on my fucking banger joke.
Well, I didn't know the thing.
Yeah, they didn't know yet. That
now,
was good.
He goes
in hindsight.
Reverse it. That's funny.
Yeah.
He goes for a run. Like
he just like runs away from their apartment, supposedly.
Emotionally.
Like he's
physically?
Always the paparazzi. We'll see him going home with like a girl, and then the next morning he's like running around London.
Running.
He's gonna
But like, does he ever return?
We don't know. I don't know. The
bro,
joke is
he
no.
Loses them.
We should capture him and tag him, like chip him.
Oh, yeah. AirTag. Drop an AirTag.
I'm down.
Maybe he's spelling something like help.
Oh my God, that'd be sick.
Rapid fire. I hate how effortlessly social you are.
No, it's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
We just went to this crazy event with 150 YouTubers. He was surrounded by them when I walked into this thing. And I was like, hell no, I'm not sitting by you and 500 other people.
In my fucking element.
That was crazy.
I was in my zone.
See, like, this claim that people don't sit with you at lunch, like, it has...
It was crazy. I don't
this?
Sit next to him because
yeah,
there's
it?
A thousand people, other
exactly.
people there.
People don't want to sit next to me because they know they're going to be locked into a
That's so true.
Pointless conversation.
That's so true. Just bummers the whole time.
Yeah.
I hate how effortlessly funny you are. You didn't even, you're just
That's
an editor.
That's so true. Oh,
you're
look at that smile.
I hate how effortlessly cool you are. What'd you do to deserve that?
I thought, because you redacted that when you sent it to me, I thought you were going to say swag.
Oh.
Like how effortlessly swag you are.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
I would never say that.
Exactly.
Swerve.
Wow. Spencer, what do you hate about us? And then we can move on. You can think
of it. I'm saving that for Nate.
Fair.
I feel like we're going to have to do a part two of a hater episode.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a million more things
to
talk
about. Yeah, we definitely
didn't
get to it.
Definitely.
So we're going to have to do a part two.
But we should get to our Q&A. Let's do our little finding YouTube questions.
Do your jingle.
Finding YouTube questions. Finding YouTube questions. You know what to do.
What do we got?
You found them.
What do we got today?
Oh, my God. So hard to read.
Sound it out.
At I1IkeBread, what is Ian's Taco Bell order?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Well,
probably sucks now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like, even the taco shells have gluten in them, which shouldn't be the case because normally a taco shell would be made out of corn. But okay.
Okay, flour,
right.
Flour erasure, bro.
Definitely exists.
Oh, you talking?
I'm
about,
a flour.
Oh, a soft taco.
I am
guy.
As well. Yeah.
But well, you're saying what? They put flour in the hard shells?
Yeah, dude.
That's interesting.
No, are you talking about a chalupa? The
hard
shell
hard
with the
shell
soft shell?
Taco.
No, oh. He's on the hard shell.
It is interesting that the hard shells have gluten.
Yes. Yeah. Them and Del Taco.
Have you? It's have you like? Up. Have you asked? Like, have you gone and asked?
No,
just say why.
I Googled. Oh, ask why?
Yeah.
I would guess because of cost.
Why don't you just bring your own shells?
Or probably make some stay together better. Or
and something tells me there's also gluten in their beef.
I would believe that. You can tell me anything.
Because there's like filler. Anyway.
What was it before? Because we used to go to Taco Bell
I mean,
all
I used
the time.
To, I used to get like Crunchwrap Supreme. The crunchy taco is gluten-free?
You didn't do your research very well.
Is the beef gluten-free?
Is the beef GF?
Because if we can, if I can,
I'll eat some right
Bell.
Now, bro. How many Takis do you think you'd eat right now?
Three.
I could eat three.
I think I could eat four.
I could probably. Put
you're telling
three
us to wrap
down.
It up. I'm gonna say five.
Okay.
I could eat five Del Taco tacos right now.
I've never had Del
never
Taco.
Never had one.
I don't think they make the small ones anymore. I don't know if they
those
make
ones,
the small ones anymore.
Those ones slapped.
Yeah.
What was your order?
But I would get like a Crunchwrap Supreme. Or I don't think they do this. I don't think they do the grilled stuffed burrito anymore.
Oh yeah, you were grilled stuffed burrito
king. I loved like how because they would. It was almost like a panini burrito. Like they would have a burrito and then they would like press it like with like, a hot thing.
I love like a press burrito. Like when the tortilla gets a little crunchy.
It's a little crunchy
so
on both sides.
But there's still
get,
the
like,
chew.
Yeah, and I get the ground beef. I think and. Beef, so it's I can get a gluten-free taco from Taco
Bell. Bro.
See, bro, what are you even talking about?
Bro.
They have gluten-free options.
But I see, I'm more
don't,
of a, I'm
don't
more of a
slander Taco Bell.
Did you seriously just spread misinformation?
He did.
Dude, how much you talk out of your ass, bro?
Taco out of my ass. That's what it's going to be after I eat it.
Okay, next question.
And it's not going to hurt, unlike it would. Like,
it's going to be pleasurable, in fact.
For Aaron.
Okay.
Anyway.
I feel like we're sharing too much about... Anyway. At Camille, what? Whose desk is the messiest?
Out of all of us?
Out of the office?
You?
Mine's pretty messy. Mm. I don't know about the messiest.
I did tidy mine up a little bit, but mine is pretty fucking messy.
I was going to say probably like, just because you
and
Alex have a lot of stuff
so
on your desks.
So much stuff.
But I feel like it's pretty orderly.
I wouldn't even say. I mean, like, I know where stuff is, but it's truly, like, it's bad.
And it's, like, on the sides, because, like, we have these pegboard walls.
No, it's
like,
built
you guys
up.
Are just,
it's, like, it's every direction. There's stuff under my desk. There's stuff beside my desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed by it, but, you know, I truly, every time I'm at my desk, like, I'm like, well, I got to do this. Like, you know, I don't have time to.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, last question.
You're on and off camera, like,
yeah,
so much.
At Adam G0013, Anthony, after over a year of being back at Smosh, who was your favorite child? You had to pick one person out of all of Smosh. Who was your favorite?
Sounds like Goldeneye when you get shot.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And anytime I hear that sound used in anything else, I'm like...
Also, Natalia, when she gets karate chop.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
You guys are so old.
What the fuck?
Did that pause?
You think I'm going to answer that?
Yeah. Who's your favorite? Just say to us
and everyone
else in the
room. That's stupid. I think that there's traits about everyone that is contributing. No, it's...
Boring.
What the fuck? Boring. Yeah,
like,
what am I going to say?
When Ian asked Tommy and I what our favorite... who our favorite scene partner is. We're like, dude, yeah. It's everyone.
No, it's wild. It's about the dynamics between
That's
everyone.
That's fair.
Yeah. I feel like...
But it's definitely not Shane.
Anyone but Shane.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like you get so many different dynamics, whether it be one person on their own, two, three, four people. It's a completely different vibe depending on who's in the video.
Wait, That's Spencer, fair. Do you hate Shane because he's also a charismatic white guy?
No, so he's the one exception.
Oh.
Notice how...
What about yourself?
They weren't contenders.
I'm not charismatic. I'm a fucking dick.
No. I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to figure out the criteria because I think there's one more quantifier. It's charismatic white men who blank, and that blank is what I'm missing.
I think it's like, I don't know if Jason Bateman fits into this, but when being the nice guy is the brand.
Yeah,
and that sets off alarms for me.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Like when they're like really projecting, like I'm a good guy,
and it's like, would a good guy need to advertise that they're a good guy?
Right.
No, I totally see that, and I think I used to fall into this too. I think there's like this people pleasing that you want to do it to the audience, and it's like you kind of it's like a weak ego that wants to be fed by. The general public. It's like you're looking for approval from the public.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's also, and I think this is the last thing I'll say about this because I know we're almost out of time, but it's almost also what the public's perception of them is that's put out by the public. Like, Kiana, who's the guy, the Severance guy? Adam Scott? Mm. Yeah, like he's another one where it's kind of like, you know, he's so underwhelming to me in the same way that Jason Bateman is. And they have this kind of like, oh, they can like, they're so incredible, like foisted upon them, like
like you're saying, yeah. Like they didn't even do all this crazy.
It's also the public
work.
Perception.
Yeah, it's what the public is saying, like, oh, like they're so baby girl, like they've done blah blah blah, and so it's like, and they haven't really done
it's out of their hands.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
like I don't think Jason Bateman is like doing a lot for his image. Like, what's he doing?
No. He hasn't done that. I would say Ryan Reynolds.
I think it's when it becomes part of your identity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, oh, like the classic, like the small beanification of whatever.
Small bean.
The babyfication. Baby girlification.
Yeah, the infantilization.
Mm-hmm. That too.
So true, bestie.
Frill.
Mm-hmm. People have called me baby girl. Do you think that's true?
I don't know if I have.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
People have said.
I think the fact that you don't give a shit if they call you baby girl makes it
That's fair.
Fine.
What if I lean into it, start selling T-shirts, say,
That's too
baby
much.
Girl.
We're doing
yeah,
too much.
And then you say, please call me baby girl. Please,
yeah.
Please call me baby girl.
Call me by your baby girl.
That's too much.
You have a Red Bull right next to your foot. Just pointing that
I'm
out.
I'm hoping so to kick it.
Kick it over.
I'm hoping that
hoping
happens.
To kickstart it.
On,
yeah. I see what you did
on
there.
On Spencer's game set?
On my humble game set?
It'll be fine.
I don't know if this is ruggable or not, so...
We're not sponsored by Ruggable yet.
I really
want us to be sponsored by Rancho Gordo.
I don't know what that is, but should we close out this episode?
Company. They make beans.
They make beans.
Okay. I think that's attainable.
I think we should close this episode, but I really feel like we need a part two. If y'all want a part two, leave it in the comments. I won't read them, but someone will.
Oh, it'll be me.
I don't read comments anymore.
I do.
No, that's exactly why I don't need to anymore.
I know.
I only search for my name and read.
Control F Ian.
And there's only ever like three.
Yeah. I control F Ian
and you should sexy. Also start searching for baby girl because you'll get a lot more.
Okay, that's good.
People refer to you as baby girl with no name.
Yeah, hey, that's what you've been. No, reading comments is probably like my favorite part of the whole gig. Yeah, it's really
funny.
Like it?
That's brave.
It's infinite comedy.
There's a lot of silly.
If they're
mad,
if they're happy,
yeah,
it's always fun.
Any response?
I think as long as you don't take it personally. I think that there was so much. There was such a long period.
No, especially when you're putting so much of yourself into it,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is like yourself, whereas. Yeah.
Well, I tied my self-worth to people's mm-hmm. opinion of me, and then it would be reflected in videos where I could tell that I was just thinking about the way people would perceive and comment about me, and then I was reading the comment. It was like feeding into it. It was all stupid. So I just don't even do it anymore.
That'll be in part two.
That will be in part
one
two.
One thing I want to point out before we close out, Spencer drank the least Kickstart out of
what?
Everyone.
Well, I've been drinking it out of my thing. He's been drinking it all day.
Okay.
He's already six deep.
Sick.
Somebody say bye.
Bye. Bye.